Hello, and thanks for joining me in the podcast today. Depression. That's my topic. You know, 10% of the general population experience depression at some point in time in their life. Some, it's a repeated experience. Sometimes it's a one-time event, or maybe two times, but not a regular, frequently reoccurring event in their life. But nonetheless, it's a experience that disrupts life and creates a level of stress and a level of discomfort in the life of not only the depressed person, but the family of the depressed person as well. T.S. Lewis made a statement that is quite profound, actually, regarding depression. He refers to these to such people and such times in our life as the hollow people or the hollow times in our life. He describes it this way: shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. So it's under these kind of circumstances that many, many people choose to withdraw and isolate and remove themselves from the activities of family life and community life, only to aggravate their depression that much more. Depression is a frequently occurring event. Physicians, for example, refer to this as the common cold of behavioral health. Out of the 6,000 diagnoses that physicians use in family practice in the course of a year, depression is ranked as number 12. It's referred to as one of the most 10 frequent occurring problems in medicine today, in life, in social behavior, if you will. A very frequent occurrence, and many, many people experience that. 10 to 15% of the population experience depression at some point in time in your life. So if you're depressed or if you find yourself depressed, you're not alone. This is not something that just is you, that somebody's picking on you. This is an experience that many of your family and friends and colleagues experience at some point in time in life. Here are some of the things that are associated with depression. We call them emotional ups and downs. Times when you have no energy and times when you have energy. Times when you feel just flat. We call it flat affect. Just feel like you're like a pancake. There's no energy. And then there's times of animation of the body. Kind of goes back and forth. And then there's what we call the motivational stops and starts. You get energized, you get an idea, you get some kind of a push in your life to kind of do something, to be active, go somewhere, do something. Then all of a sudden you don't want to do anything at all. You have no motivation to become involved in activities. So the emotional ups and downs as well. Here's a third one. We call it thinking on and off. There are times when you're depressed, it's almost like you don't have any thought or any ideas, any creative thought, any productive thought. Can't make decisions. Can't solve problems. Can't get into that kind of thinking whatsoever. It's almost beyond. And then there's times of enlightenment and times of positive thinking. Might even be obsessive thinking at times. Only get on one particular point and just think it over and over and over again. We want healthy thinking, obviously. That varies in the course, you know, of the day. And then there's another factor. We call it physiological strength and weaknesses. You feel energized. You feel strong. You feel capable. You feel resilient. You feel like you can engage in activity and you can work and you can cut the grass and you can mow the lawn and you can rake and you can work outside in your yard and work in the garden. And then there's time you just can't do anything at all. And then there's what we call the behavioral assertiveness that goes on and off, turns on and off. Days that you're very assertive, you speak out and you sometimes overspeak perhaps. And then there's times you don't say anything at all. You're very quiet and very silent and don't respond to anybody. So you see, depression isn't just depression. There's this variability in life and variability in activity and the way that you think and the way that you live and the way that you relate and the way that you think about yourself and relate to people. It varies. Some days are better than other days. That's depression. It may be associated with illness, may be associated with headaches, may be associated with stomach aches, may be associated with heart problems, may be associated with muscular tension, you know, aches and pains or whatever it might be. Don't pay attention to the medical part of that or to the physical part of that. Pay attention to the depression part of that. Because if you can overcome the depression, you often overcome some of these physical manifestations that are associated with depression. Now, here's a couple things that you can do when you're depressed. I'm going to just give you a few, and I refer to them in the book that I wrote a couple years back. It's entitled Out of the Darkness of Depression. You can get this at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it from my office. You can get it from my website. Out of the Darkness of Depression. So get a hold of the book. It's a very excellent book. It divides into two. I give you a lot of ideas and things you can do for yourself to overcome depression or to prevent it from happening. And I give a lot of ideas as to what a therapist would do in a therapy hour that you would spend with a therapist should you seek therapy for your depression. So we have these two kind of series of activities and programs that you can enter into to prevent depression and overcome it. But here are two things that you can do. I call this the environmental analysis of depression. The environmental analysis of depression. Who in your life are you associating with that's depressed and make you depressed? And who in your life do you associate with that is anti-depressing, gives you hope, gives you energy, gives you enthusiasm, gives you optimism? Stay away from depressing people. Seek out people who are anti-depressing. Spend your time with people who bring out within you a kind of a feeling of emotional energy and strength and hope and optimism. But avoid those people who get you down and just make you feel sad and discouraged and maybe angry, if you will. What about music? Listen to music that's anti-depressing and avoid the music that is depressing. So you can spend your time during the day listening to music. That's good. Listen to music that you use, that you listen to, that you enjoyed as a child, during your youth, during your middle age or whatever. But select the music that you would refer to as anti-depressing music and avoid depressing music. Go to places that are anti-depressing and avoid places that are depressing. Attend activities and events such as a sporting event that's anti-depressing and avoid those that are depressing. If playing checkers is a depressing activity, don't do it. If board games are depressing, don't do it. If card games are depressing, don't do it. But if you get anti-depressing experiences from going to a football game or baseball game or basketball game or something like that where you're out and among with people, do that. Much, much more important that you engage in anti-depressing activities. So in other words, that's something you can do. Look at your environment. Look at the way that you spend your day and seek out those events, people and activities and so on that you would refer to as anti-depressing in nature. And enjoy those and engage in those and let them give you that feeling of anti-depression. But here's a second thing you can do. I call it my to-do list. Every single day there are certain things you do. Make your bed. Do something that's simple. Go outside and pick up the newspaper. Clean up the paper around the outside of your house. Clean out in front of the curb. Every single day, do something that's simple. One simple thing, and you can feel like you've done something. Meditate every day. Spend some time just thinking and meditating on ideas and experiences and places and people that are antidepressing, that create a sense of joy. Pray every day. Pray for yourself. Pray for your depression every single day. Write in your journal every day, a little notebook that you just kind of write down thoughts and ideas and experiences. Just write a little paragraph every single day. Do that. So there are things you do every day, but then there are things you do weekly. Take a walk. Today, walk a little bit. Tomorrow, walk a little bit further. But once a week, at least do a walk. So walk somewhere where there are people. Walk somewhere where there's a relaxing environment for you to look at and gaze upon. But take a walk at least once a week, maybe twice a week, and try to increase the length of that walk. Attend a social event at least once a week. Go to a movie, go to a church meeting, go to a club meeting. Make contact with somebody at least once a week. And then periodically, do some things that are unusual. Write a poem. Write a short story. Call a friend. Call somebody you haven't talked to for a period of time. Do that periodically. In other words, engage yourself and systematically engage yourself. And that will help you process your thinking and process your experience that you now call depression. And see if we can get you out of that depression and move forward in your life. So there's the idea. Get a hold of my book, Out of the Darkness of Depression. Get it from Amazon. That's the place to get it. Barnes & Noble. Get it from them. My website. Check it out. www.booksbyhedberg.com. www.booksbyhedberg.com. And bye for now.